I hope you dance. Megan received the letter from the owner of Meadows Run, a local ranch that she would deliver horse feed to. Dearest Megan Ray, thank you for reading this letter. I'm sorry it has taken me so long to write to you, but I, Hunter Wyatt Gordon, am your grandfather. My son, your father, Dawson's life was cut so short when he, at 19, passed in a horse riding accident. I wish we had known he was seeing someone, but Dawson was to himself. I did not learn about you or your mother until the days after my love's death in 2009. The moment I saw you dropping off horse feed with your father, I had felt like I'd seen a ghost. You looked so much like your grandmother, and your eyes looked just like my Dawson's. My ranch hand, Tristan, mentioned you'd attended the same high school, so I'd asked him about you. After learning you had been adopted, I had to look you up to see if it was possible, if we could be blood. I had hired a private investigator to tell me it was true. I wanted to wait until I had all I needed to know before coming to you. It took years for me to learn you were my dear granddaughter. Eventually, the private investigator had found Dawson's journal talking about how excited he was to be a father. Letters between him and your mom, as well as several photos of the two together, confirmed to me that he was happy to begin life with your mother, Emmeline. I did not want you to meet me and then watch me leave this world to be with my love, Meadow, and my son Dawson. My accountant, Kate, is helping me write this letter to you. Megan Ray, I wish with all that I am that we had known about you and your mother. I'm sorry for every piece of your life that we have missed, but please know I will always be watching over you and I will always be proud of you. I have been living here and growing here for over 40 years, and I hope to watch you do the same from above. I know you will love Meadows Run as much as we did, which is why I want to leave you the property. My ranch hand, lawyer, and your old high school friend, Tristan, will inherit the business. He doesn't know of our relationship or that I am sending you this letter. Tristan and Kate will help you get to know about me and our life here. I am sorry you had to learn this way, but know I will always love you. Your grandfather, Hunter Wyatt Gordon Storybook Love. Megan stood at the register of her family's feed store, rereading the curled letter for what seemed like the 1,000th time. It had been 3 days since getting the letter, and Megan still couldn't believe any of it.
Megan!
Megan's adoptive father called from the doorway, a sack of chicken feed on his shoulder. Oh! Megan jumped. Sorry, Dad, I didn't hear you. Carson dropped the bag of feed on the floor and reached for Megan.
My sweet girl.
He looked down at her with his big brown eyes and hugged her.
It's been a big couple of days. Why don't you go home and rest? I've got this covered.
Megan hugged her father. Thanks, Dad. I just need some more time to think this over.